What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Ross Clifford, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rodney.
Good to have your company once again. And you have been busy today. You're out of the office today.
I'm out of the office and I'm at a meeting with the heads of churches from around Australia. So, interesting meeting. So that's where I'm at today.
Okay. Now, we're talking about a very interesting topic today. And, of course, the Bible would tell us that we were created in God's image. But there's a number of people who would say that God is just created in our image.
Absolutely, and some people think this is the biggest argument against the existence of God. You can talk about suffering and evil and all those other arguments, but this is the biggest argument they believe against the existence of God, that God really tells someone more about your own beliefs than about any God out there. In other words, you know, we have ideals, we think about power or kindness or intelligence or purity as the ideals that we think are important. We can't live them out in our own life, so we project those ideals out there on a God, and we put those ideals out there on a God, and then we try to strive towards those ideals, and as we fail to live them, this God comes and rescues us and saves us and is going to take us to eternity to live these ideals out. So the old wish fulfillment was established by a guy called Ludwig Feuerbach in the 1800s, and it seemed to be a very strong statement. I still hear people say that to me today regularly. Look, I've got nothing against your belief in God, but Rodney, your belief in God is just, you know, you're just projecting an ideal. You're just projecting something that you really wish was out there, some values that you see as important for yourself that you really wish were out there, and some values you want us to move towards.
So essentially, it's about people who, I guess when people say that religion or faith is for the weak, it's weak people trying to find something extra that they don't have within themselves and projecting that outward and almost inventing a God to suit that need.
Absolutely. So what do they see as valuable? They don't have it in their own life. They're not living out those values in their own life. They project it on a God, and then that God rescues them, and that God will allow them to live those values out. And so it's seen as a wish fulfillment. Of course, it takes another sort of depth with respect to Sigmund Freud, who went a further step, and he said, well, it's not just projecting values out there, it's projecting your deep psychological needs. So, for example, Rodney or Ross might need a very kind father figure. You know, we were raised in a situation without a loving, kind father. So we project a God to meet our psychological needs, a caring, lovely, loving father to meet our particular psychological inner deep needs.
It's interesting because I guess we can then say, okay, well, that would explain why, for instance, some people see God as a punisher and someone who's strict, and maybe you could say, well, they didn't have someone to set the boundaries for them when they were young, and you can look at it from all sorts of angles. But really, when it comes down, I guess there's more evidence than to say that there is actually a God, but we've got to discover who this God is.
Absolutely, and of course the Christian faith is, it's just not, you know, statements out there. There's an historical base to it, that this person, Jesus, came and lived and died and rose again in history. So you just can't dismiss Christianity because of how you think people operate. You've got to look at that good, historical, reliable evidence to see if it took place. But there's something more than that too, Rodney, I think that many people don't appreciate. The fact that I have deep psychological needs, the fact that I have a projection of an ideal, doesn't mean that those deep psychological needs cannot be met by someone, including a God, and doesn't mean that that ideal is not out there. In fact, it might be ingrained in the human spirit to have these deep ideals about what God might look like and how our inner needs are met. So rather than turning us away from the fact of God, this could be a pointer that there's actually God out there, and when it's all within all of us is this search for this deep meaning and this love and this father figure and this purity and this holiness. And so we're projecting what we deep down all feel ought to be there.
And those attributes are there in God, and we'll naturally, I guess, gravitate towards those parts of God that do meet those needs that we have.
Yeah, and for those who go on and say, oh, no, I still think you're projecting just simply what your needs and wishes are. I mean, Christianity, for example, talks about a God of judgment. Well, who of us would want to create a God, project a God who's about hell and judgment? It doesn't make sense. You just always reject a God of love. And, of course, Buddhism doesn't project a God at all. There is no God in classical Buddhism. You know, there's no reference to God. So it's a fallacy. But the argument is your God, my God, tells us more about who we are than any God out there. It tells us more about our deep needs, our wishes, our perfection we're aiming for, what we want to be rescued from and what we want to be rescued to, and our deep psychological urges that are within us.
Rodney Olson here talking to Ross Clifford. Now, Ross, we're talking about the idea that some people will come up with is that we really just create our own gods. We create a God that we need, and if we need that father figure, we imagine that there's a God there who's a father figure. Now, although we might say, no, that's not what's happening, we are constantly in danger of creating our own God. There are people who have created a God that wants them to be filthy rich, and so that's the sort of God that they worship. And there are so many other areas where people will create an idea of God to fulfill their own needs. So how do we avoid doing that?
I think that's a very good point, Rodney. I think one of the things we have to ask is our understanding of God based on the Bible and based on who we see Jesus in the Gospels as being, that God of justice and care and compassion, or is it a God that we've created to meet some of our own needs and fantasies that you've described? And one of the things I often ask people is the God that you're projecting, you know, the God that's going to always make me rich or always rescue me, etc., is that God just as valid in Perth as that God is valid in, you know, Ghana in the streets of poverty and despair? Or is this God really a Western God? Or is he an African God? Is he a God that can't transcend cultures? He only meets those who have resources to have such a powerful God, or he only meets those who want liberation because that's the world they're in. So does this God go across boundaries, or is only a God meeting our Western world aspirations?
Okay, that's an interesting one, and we've got to continually look at that. I guess, you know, even the Bible tells us that we need to work out our salvation, and I suppose that's part of it, is making sure that we're on the right track, that we're not just going off on a tangent with a God that we'd like to worship, but rather finding who the true God is.
Yeah, and the key to that is Jesus, as we've mentioned, because the Bible makes it very clear that Jesus is the revelation of God to us. And a lot of us know some basic stuff about Jesus. And so, you know, we can ask the question, you know, and as we read the New Testament, read the Gospels, is this consistent with the character of Jesus? And when we look at Jesus, how do we see God, and how do we understand God to be? And that's the most important thing, his love, his grace, his kindness, at times his judgment, his compassion, his justice. Let's get those pictures of Jesus. And, mate, that's where I came into the world. And for those who think that, my deep needs and the ideal that I search for, people are just saying, well, that's a projection of my own inner hurts or my own basic needs or my own need for perfection. Nah, this Jesus walked upon this space. He walked upon this earth. All of us have those basic needs. Look at the Jesus of history, and my gosh, he reaches into our hurts. He reaches into our need for father figures, our need for perfection, and our need for power, our need for love and grace. He enters into that world, and he meets those needs through his death and resurrection.
And it is interesting that if God was a creation of ours, it seems to be a fairly universal kind of thing, that there is this need to reach out to a higher being. It's like that's been put within us.
Yeah, mate, most religions have a sense of judgment, as we've mentioned. If God is just the creation of humanity, how many humans would create a God of judgment and a concept of hell and the like? We just wouldn't do it. It'd be all love and pie in the sky, and all would be peaches. I mean, we just wouldn't create this sense of who God is. So there's tests out there that show that this God is way beyond us, is much more holy and pure than all of our imaginations, although he connects with our deepest thoughts and our deepest longings.
Ross, thank you for your company today. We'll catch you this time next week.
God bless you, my friend.
Bye.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.